Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Monday, January 13th, 2025. Welcome to Day 1455. A federal judge ruled that the Department of Justice may release the portion of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The release is expected as early as Tuesday. Judge Eileen Cannon, however, maintained a block on sharing the section of the report on Trump's classified documents case, citing concerns over potential prejudice to Trump's former co-defendants, Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira, whose charges remain pending. Smith's report concludes his investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and his mishandling of classified materials, with legal challenges continuing over the release of the remaining sections. Meanwhile, Jack Smith resigned from the Justice Department after completing his investigations. Smith's departure comes ahead of Trump's inauguration, as his cases were dismissed under longstanding DOJ policy prohibiting prosecuting a sitting president, following the submission of his final report to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Both of Smith's cases were blocked by court filings. In July, Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the classified documents case, finding that Garland lacked the authority to appoint Jack Smith. Separately, the Supreme Court delayed the election interference case for months while reviewing Trump's claim of immunity before ultimately issuing a landmark decision granting absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. Moving on, California Governor Gavin Newsom accused Trump of spreading disinformation about the ongoing LA wildfires, including false claims about water policies and disaster response. Trump also called Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass incompetent and asked why the fires weren't extinguished yet. Newsom responded, saying the mis- and disinformation I don't think advantages or aids any of us, and inviting Trump to tour the damage. Trump has not responded. The wildfires have now killed at least 24 people, destroyed more than 12,000 structures, and are expected to become the most costly natural disaster in U.S. history. Trump, however, has suggested that he may withhold federal aid from California, while House Republicans have discussed attaching conditions to the federal disaster aid. Newsom is urging federal leaders not to politicize the disaster, which could delay recovery and worsen the crisis. Mexico and Canada, meanwhile, have sent firefighting teams, air tankers, and technical support to assist in battling the flames. Marjorie Taylor Greene, meanwhile, questioned why they haven't used cloud seeding to stop the wildfires, despite the practice being ineffective in dry conditions. Greene tweeted, "Why don't they use geoengineering like cloud seeding to bring rain down on the wildfires in California? They know how to do it." Cloud seeding is a practice developed in the 1940s which aims to produce rain or snow by releasing silver iodide particles, or salt, into clouds to encourage precipitation. It only works in areas with existing atmospheric moisture and cannot prevent or extinguish wildfires. The method also cannot generate water where none exists, making it ineffective in wildfire-prone areas that already have low humidity. In October, Greene claimed that the government can control the weather, saying they created Hurricane Milton days after Hurricane Helene killed more than 230 people, including 24 people from her state. At the time, she said, "It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done." Moving on, Steve Bannon publicly called Elon Musk a racist and said he was truly evil, vowing to block his influence in the Trump administration over disagreements about immigration policy and Musk's influence. Bannon's remarks stem from Musk's support for the H-1B visa program, which Bannon and other MAGA hardliners view as harmful to American workers. Trump, on the other hand, has backed Musk's pro-immigration stance, highlighting a rift within Trump's inner circle. Despite Musk's significant financial and advisory role in Trump's campaign, Bannon pledged to have Musk run out of here by Inauguration Day. Meanwhile, a coalition of health experts urged the Senate to reject Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, warning that his unfounded, fringe beliefs could significantly undermine public health practices across the country and around the world. The coalition said Kennedy has little to no relevant administrative, policy, or health experience or expertise that would prepare him to oversee the work of critical public health agencies. Last month, a group of 77 Nobel laureates urged the Senate to reject his nomination, calling him a belligerent critic of respected agencies who would put the public's health in jeopardy and undermine America's global leadership in the health sciences. And finally, the incoming Trump administration has questioned National Security Council staff about their political affiliations, as well as their voting history and social media activity, raising concerns about loyalty to Trump. These types of civil servants are typically retained across administrations, but are being pressured to leave, aligning with incoming National Security Advisor Mike Waltz's goal of staffing the NSC only with Trump-aligned personnel. Critics warn that this approach could erode institutional knowledge, hinder effective policymaking, and stifle dissenting views within the council.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.